Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Good morning, everyone. Good afternoon. Good evening to all of you all across the world. Welcome to today's daily meeting. Glad for each and every one of you to be on today. Today is Thursday. Okay. We're anything and everything. Okay, Jerome, that's the face. Anything and everything can happen. Okay. Glad to have y'all on. Making this gentleman the host. There we go. All right. So today, I'm excited for today. I know he said we were going to be talking about the investment stuff on today, the investment thing. So I'm excited. That's it. That's it, Romy Roman. That's it. That's the gesture. Okay. So I'm excited. I know he's always going to be talking about and training on the micro businesses as well. But I know he's talking about the investment opportunity today. I know he said we're going to be going more in depth about that so that we can gain a better understanding and understand everything that's going on. And there he is, the man, the myth, the legend, founder and CEO of ATSJR Companies. I see you with the hang time, sir. Okay. Hang time. You're trying to catch up. Come on and catch up in law. All right. Mr. Antonio T. Smith Jr.
All right, this is personal 93 or something,
94.
Yes, good morning to all of you. We're going to be talking about investing. And I'll mix in investing in customer loyalty. There you go. Investing in customer loyalty, personal finance number 94. Glad that you all are here. And then September 30th cometh for all of us. So we are excited about that future. Now, let's see. Let me know when. Melissa, did you respond to my message on lineup? All of us. Sent you a message online about that.
We have a call set up for your 2:00 today.
I know, but answer that for me, and that'll make my call 5 minutes or less.
Well, I don't have a call thing for you lineup that I need to respond to.
Right here. I just responded to it so you can see it. Alrighty. And let's see. Let's talk about September 9th, tomorrow. Tomorrow is the Ascension Conference. So this is in your customer. Yes. This is in your customer loyalty section here. If you haven't been here long enough, don't worry. You'll get it after tomorrow. Why? It doesn't even need much promotion because let's just say we do things big and I don't have to promote too much for such a thing. But Ascension Conference is a quarterly conference I started this year. It's absolutely free. It doesn't cost you anything. When you get there, you'll see I should have charged you. Should have charged you for sure. It features, and if you want, I'll tell you right now, you can start asking your questions today if you desire. You can start asking your questions. If you start desiring today, you can ask your questions. If not, no worries. Once everybody sees it tomorrow, then they'll ask their questions. I will tell you this, my friends, that I think I got like 500 questions last time. know that, you know.
And I responded.
Okay, good. The community is a bit bigger than this phone call. Just know that that happens. Let me look at this response real quick. Okay, you might do something. That person is the number one person in this community. So we'll do something. We'll add to that just a little bit. You picked Antonio, for God's sake. All right. You picked Antonio, for God's sake. So we'll make sure that Miss Dixon gets a little bit more than that. And we'll make sure of that. So don't worry about it. We'll talk about it. And then we'll talk about it. Now, if y'all don't know it, Adonia is the number one person in the community. I'm sorry. Sorry about the favoritism. Sorry. Woo! She don't like hearing that, but yeah. She don't like hearing that, but it is what it is. She don't like hearing that. But look at it. See, there she go. And there she go. And there she go. September 9th which is tomorrow, is the Ascension Conference. It'll start at 11:30 because Adrian has a funeral. So we're going to make sure Adrian can think. And it runs 4 hours, 3 hours, 56 minutes to be exact. 3 hours, 56 minutes to be exact. 3 hours, 56 minutes and 16 seconds to be exact. That's what it runs. 3 hours, 56 minutes and 16 seconds and 1/8000th of a millisecond. No, I don't know that one. Something like that, though. Okay. Something like that. But be ready and be excited. Why do you think I'm doing this? Someone answer.
Moon, baby, moon.
Well, there you go. I don't think they know what that means, Law. But Law has a little language with me. He understands. Who else? Because Law is absolutely correct. Who else? Go ahead. I'll explain. Well, why do you think? Why am I doing that?
Getting us all to level up mentally to the next level.
Fair enough. That is definitely up front on the agenda. There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. Level up. And after the first, or on October 1st, most of these calls will be esoteric calls instead of business calls, for sure. Even though you can ask your business questions in there, because I have a Q&A format mostly. So there you go. You can ask any question you want. It doesn't bother me. What else? Why else? Grace, you have been with me for how many years now?
Is it 8 now? Or is it 9?
Jerome is praying your strength for 9 years. Praying your strength. Jerome is praying your strength. I assure you that.
If Jerome though, he'd be praying your strength, okay? Yeah, but
That is true too.
Keeping it what Law was saying, you know, because of new moon, I know you gotta explain more in detail, but anytime there's a new moon, you know, you wanna start some stuff on the right foot, you know, on the new moon. And when that when that's here, you know, if you start on a good note, hey, you will continue on that good note. And so Ascension teachings, yeah. And like Melissa said, when you're starting on that new note, on a good note, and leveling up, ascending, yeah, it can't help but to continue to grow and to continue to ascend. You're muted, sir.
Didn't know I was. Fair enough. Yeah, nothing wrong with that at all. For sure. Let me stop real quick. Renee, did you get into your computer?
Yes, sir. I did.
All right, then.
I got to get an Ethernet cord. So, yeah, but I got it all up and everything.
Good. All right, then. Congratulations.
Yay! Ready, Renee!
There you go.
Yeah. I resented it and everything. So I was doing it while you was getting on to me yesterday. I got it done.
Sure. I feel the same now, because I'll be sitting on God's blessings.
Amen.
Turn those cameras on.
That's it. Yeah, we're sitting on God's blessings. So
now my next project is to now I got the computer, now put up the printer. You know, that's the next task. So got you. I'll be rolling with that.
got you. Grace, who did I give the animation stuff to?
I believe it was Tanisha. Hold on, let me check. Because she got Tanisha. I'm sorry, not Tanisha.
Okay, then, Grace, you're going to send this. I got to get you started a little bit early. Io, no worries, because it's going to be simple pickings for you. I got to get you started early. Grace is going to send this to you, and I'm also going to put it to you in private chat as well. Hold on, Grace. I may send too much. Let me see.
Thank you.
You're good. You have the most technical, but you're going to be, child, you're going to make so much money, it's going to be ridiculous. Don't worry about it. It's going to be, let me see. There you go. Wait. Right there we go. It's also in the private chat. I sent it to Grace as a backup just in case you don't have access to the private chat. I'm not sure what kind of device you're on. Or maybe you on the toilet or driving or something. I don't know, but I just wanted to make sure you can still get it. I just want to make sure you. It's 8 o'clock in the morning for some of y'all, and you know, 7 in the morning, 6 in the morning for some of y'all. All right, back to why. Why would I do this conference? This conference. The next one is December 16th, by the way. Next one, December 16th, and it is free. It is free. Why would I do this $1,000 conference free every
quarter? It's planting time. It's time to get in alignment with what you want.
There you go. That's right. It's planting time. Once you get in alignment. Now, whenever I do something big, it is always on the astrological chart. Always. I don't do anything outside the stars. Just so, you know, just so we're clear. If we're going to do that, I don't do anything before I meditate. Sheena called me in the middle of my meditation. I ignored her the first time, and then she called again, so I answered it. I shouldn't have, though. I was supposed to just keep on meditating, but I went ahead and did it. She was in good energy, so it worked out. I don't do anything without the stars. Neither does your Bible, just so we're clear. This Google astrology and the Bible.
That's a fact.
Let's Google astrology and the Bible, and you would see astrology is all over your Bible. It's funny how I was explaining this. I'm gonna do this gently, but I was explaining this to Jerome. See, my dad is like you, Jerome. He talks in King James. That's all he only talked in King James. Yeah, so he's on the phone. And he old school. He's 64. He's 64. So he talks in King James. And all he care about, Janice, is the Bible. You understand? And rightly dividing the word of God. That's it. That's all. It's like, you know, they're getting excited. He's in seminary right now. And so he's got that. Plus, he comes to me because my degrees and scholarship, all of that. So he's in two seminaries, mine and theirs, because he wants to speed it up. And I was explaining to him how I sent him two books, which, by the way, remember, y'all helped out. So I think right now there are 37 books in Terra Unit, and we're sending another 23 sometime next week. And those 23 books will be passed all throughout the unit. I think the unit is a 40-man unit. So we'll probably send another 23 after that. But anyway, it's a faith-based dorm is where he is now. It's got promoted to the faith-based dorm. That's what they call it. Anyway, so just want to let you know your givings that one time is still stretching. You can't beat God's giving. Did that work for you that time? Okay, all right. I wanted to make sure you. I want to see if we got some old folk. Just want some. Give me enough old folk. We can talk. You young folk, get out the way. We can talk. Anyway, I was telling him how.
Can I say this right there in that space?
Yes, ma'am.
All of that where you stop and before that. One of the things that I found that was so interesting in studying and reading the Bible is that, like you said, astrology is all through it. There are so many things that are all through it, but people don't realize. But I'm glad that I was able to get to that point. One of the other things about it is that God just doesn't want us to worship anything or put anything higher than what we have him. I thought that was so interesting. But when we remember that, well, I'm talking about Sandra. When Sandra remembers that, then I find that I stay in order a little bit, if that makes sense. But that's like so cool.
Yeah, St. Augustine of Hippo, which is most of your theology, comes from him. I wrote a whole book about that called Disordered Love. And he sent babies to hell in this book now, just so you know. But he said you put God first, and then if a baby dies at birth, then the baby's going to hell because the baby couldn't, confess with his mouth. There's some stuff in there. It's a little bit, but he's doing the best game with him when he had. Although he's one of the greatest scholars of all time. That's why you sound like him. But reason I bring this up, Jerome, is because I was telling him that you got all this magic in your Bible, yet y'all don't believe in magic today. You got all these miracles in your Bibles, yet you don't believe in miracles today. You have all this sacrifice given in the Bible, yet you ask God for everything and sacrifice nothing. Yeah, and I just kept going over and over about all the stuff in the Bible that you now shun today. Think about that for a second. You shun prosperity today. The whole Bible is a prosperous story. The whole Bible, right? Stuff like that. I'm trying to let you know that just because you know something doesn't mean you know the power of something. So let's keep going until y'all get the right answer. Why would I do $1,000 conference for free 4 times a year?
We see things, but that doesn't mean that we know them. And so if you say it enough times, somebody's eventually going to catch it and watch it manifest in their lives instead of just hearing it and not doing nothing.
Right. That's fair. That's fair, because Jerome has a mentor. We call him the Apostle Paul. And he says, well, we plant seeds. We pull the water, but God supplies the increase. That's basically what you said. Like, my job is just plant these seeds. And after that, however that happened, ain't got nothing to do with me. Stuff like that. Makes good sense. Build a community is another one. Yes. Build a community is actually more close to the answer than anything else. Why am I about to make sure Adonia is well taken care of? It's the same reason why you do the conference. My friends, we are on topic. You're not making any money, Anthony Lucas, if you don't have a community that you are loyal to and they know it. Yes, and that is, Ayo, is that the best answer now? Because I love y'all so much. I'm a giver. But let's be real about this, Jerome. I need you to see me loving you, though. I'll see y'all.
When you love on us, we learn, and then we can then love on you.
There you go.
And then your story gets bigger, because not only do you have it, but you've taught us how to have it. And so the giving of that then is you, the giver, and then you bring more light, and then you share more light, and then your light rides above on us. And then the more that you do it, it like it, it's a, what's it, routine.
That's
it. It becomes habit. And then next time you have an idea, it'll be a partnership, because now you have people that have leveled up to a point where they're not just, we're not watching you and just living off of your word, but you are showing us and giving us our word and meeting us with the moon and meeting us and everything else. You're bringing us to where we need to be, so that the next time you have something, we can all be like, I'm in.
You're doing so well.
Teach us how to do it.
All right, come on, y'all clap for each other. I thought y'all was gonna take another 20 minutes. Come on, y'all clap. That was the foundation of today. That's what I wanted y'all to get. That you got to take care of your community. Please don't think that your Jesus, Jerome, was walking around here humble. Y'all have a whole bad definition of humble. Y'all definition of humble is something unlike that of Jesus. Let me tell you what Jesus did. Jesus took his, I can preach better than y'all self. As a matter of fact, there's a whole text in the Bible that says, ooh, he speaks like that, unlike the Pharisees, with authority and power is what it says, Jerome.
Boom.
Okay. So just to be clear.
And he did it unapologetically.
Okay, he was putting his weight on it. He was charismatic. He turned beaches into congregations, boats into pulpits, and was healing folk because Jesus wanted to be seen doing signs and wonders. I can assure y'all, I'm not talking about Jesus, I'm talking about your business. Let's recap all this over. It's only three things been said so far. It's only three things been said so far, y'all. Been said so far as, Arshi, I need you to see me. Caring about you. What's the title of the day, Grace? I actually, if you think about it, I'm doing the second part of the title. Go ahead, Grace.
Investing in customer loyalty.
So I ain't said nothing but the second part of the title, Jerome. I ain't on no rant. I need you to see me being loyal to you, Arshia. Why? Because this is about signs and wonders. Would you follow whatever ancestor, deity that you follow if they had no signs and no wonders?
Hell no.
Exactly. That's the right answer. That's the right answer, Arshia. You wouldn't follow Buddha if Buddha didn't give you Zen peace. You wouldn't, if there was no heaven for you, you'd act like a devil. It is what it is. You understand what I'm saying? If Jesus couldn't pay his bills, you wouldn't even follow, or whatever you're looking at. You wouldn't pray to your ancestors if they didn't have power to grant you things you couldn't do yourself. Okay. Take all that and now put it into your community. Your community needs to see you doing signs and wonders. Now, I know some of you Black folk heard me say your community needs to see you driving a Phantom Rolls Royce. That ain't what I said. But I get how you're going to say, nah, folk got to see that though, Antonio. I understand. The kid knows it more than anybody. I get it. That's not what I'm saying. That's not only what I'm saying. I'm also saying your community needs to see when all hell breaks loose, you didn't break with it. That makes some sense.
That part.
Your community needs to see when you lose a deal, you're like, that's all right, let's just get it back. Or when you win, they need to see others winning. Can I look in your community and see others winning. Let me wrap up this little section here. My thing that here's how I judge people the most. And just so you know, it's actually okay to judge people. I'm not sure if y'all was familiar with that. You know, don't do too much judging, but as long as you're ready to be judged, you can judge, just so we're clear. Just so we're clear, all right, okay. I look at what you have reproduced. This is another smart people problem. A lot of smart people, there's a lot of Graces, who's the number one salesperson ever, can't produce another salesperson to save their life.
Not a one.
Not a one. You hear me? So you have to, I look at how much you are producing fruit from your whatever you're doing, okay? From whatever you're doing. It's not just what you have, it's how many soldiers have you created with that what you have. And those are the people you want to connect with. Typically, though, what we do, Adonia, is we correct the folk actually producing other folk. Because we smart and we, right, you understand like that. Y'all look at who is good at their job. The problem with that, Jerome, is that's subjective. Let's put this in a subjective talk. You say, ooh, that was a good keynote. I didn't like that keynote. That's because you have a preference of keynotes. That's because somebody ain't charismatic and yelling at you like E.T. or Les Brown. You don't like the keynote. And then you get somebody like Clear Eyes, and then that's a whole great keynote. It's just a monotone keynote. A keynote nonetheless. I can assure you, if you go to a cybersecurity conference, you will not hear too many Les Browns. You will not. This is not going to happen. It's going to be very boring, Janice. You're going to be bored to death because these are technicians, not speakers. This is why the CEO of all these tech companies spend millions of dollars learning how to speak. This is why. Okay. This is why. Not the programmers, but the CEOs. So I want you all to start paying attention to how much you are reproducing your community. If you are not reproducing your community, no one's going to buy your business, which leads me now to the main point, investing in small business. See what I did there? That was succinct. That was 27 minutes to lead you to bam. So what does it take to have a business that is going to be purchased? Well, let's find out real quick.
Excuse me, Antonio.
Yes, sir.
If you move your hand out of the way, I'll pat you on the back also.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, I guess I'll move it just for a second. Just for a second. There you go. Hurry up. Hurry up before I put my hand back. But what does it take to have a community that people are going to purchase? Now, I don't want you selling your businesses, but this is a viable revenue. Even if you sell it as in going public, you're still selling it. You're not selling it totally. You're selling shares of it, which is the same thing, though. Now, don't think it. If you don't think it's the same thing, once you got an answer to somebody else, yeah, you probably sold your business, just so we're clear. All right, just so we're clear. Yes, kind of. You sold part of it. So back to the Ascension Conference. I'm drinking my hot tea because I was told that strep throat follows bronchitis. So I'm making sure that.
Please, yes.
Sheena told me don't get that. And I was like, yes, ma'am. I'm just going to go ahead and drink my little tea. Okay. back to the Ascension Conference. So why now would I do a conference over and over, always different conference stuff, over and over at such a high level when you think about what we're talking about now, being sold, selling your business, or having business have value? Why? You don't have to answer this time. I'll give it to you. The goal is to stay resourceful, because the only real thing about the business is the customers. There's a close second to that, and that is the vehicle those customers are being served through. Do we understand? So how do we invest in small business? Let's go. Anthony, which level we want to take? Do we want to take buying a small business or selling a small business? I'll let you decide. Which one are we doing first?
Buying it.
All right, buying it it is. There you go. Buying it it is. Typically, what's going to happen is, well, whenever you buy a business, period, you're going to have a, what you call an NDA. Everybody okay with that? You know, an NDA. There's no doubt about it. You're not getting around it. If you try to get around it, you're not buying a worthy business. Just, you know, you're not buying a worthy business, just in case. So I will show you one. I'll take a screenshot. I think I could do this stuff. Let me see. I'll take a screenshot. Bam. And then we're going to see. There we go. I'll take, can I take one screenshot and blow it up? Hold on, y'all. Let me see if I can take one screenshot. Let me see if I can minimize this. That's okay. I'll reach out the other. The business has 14 employees. It's been established for 10 years. It opens from Monday to Friday. It has great expansive potential. And it has furnitures and you know, what would you call it? Fixtures and furnitures valued at $45,000. That means offices, couches, all this stuff like that, right? Pool table. Probably doesn't have a pool table, but maybe it does. Who knows? Stuff like that. So furnitures and fixtures. Everybody follow me so far? We're about to get into some advanced stuff. Try not to let me lose you. Here is the business. What is the business, Grace? Yeah, you take screenshots.
Orlando Law Firm.
Exactly. Mm. It's a law firm. How much is the law firm asking, Grace?
$1.2 million.
Exactly. How much money does a law firm make a year?
I was going to ask, is that the sales revenue or the cash flow? That's okay. The
sales revenue.
$2,157,501.
Cash flow is what's left over after everything has been paid.
Oh, $706,033.
That's right. $706,000. Grace, divide that by 12 just so these folk can salivate.
Salivate. Okay. Hold
over,
on.
Over the $45,000 a month, that is. It's about that.
706,033. Can't forget the $33. Divided by 12, $58,836.08 every month.
Can anybody hear besides Anthony? Because I know Anthony is already on top of this. He's trying to research it right now. He's trying to research it right now. Yes.
Oh, excuse me. I'm salivating.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I'm salivating and lactating all at the same time.
No. Okay. Well, that you know that's you
got one. I learned something new today.
You got learn. You got lady parts, so that makes sense. That makes sense. Adonia, you got her hand up, so you know. All right, this is why we make money. We make money to turn it into cash flow. Okay, Adonia, what are your thoughts on this? Hold on, I want to get your thoughts because we're doing something with you anyway, apparently. What are your thoughts on this? Now, Adonia daddy and myself, we act alike. You understand? He doesn't have locks, but we act alike. And whenever she probably just hopped out the bubble bath, but whenever she ready, I want to get some feedback from her.
See, you're teaching this when we're in Vegas. So what did I do? I research businesses for sale in the area that the company is going to be. Smart. Found five that were total under 5 million. And two of them are positioned between two luxury apartment buildings that are being built as we speak.
All right, then. So let's talk about what I just heard. What I just heard was, I heard three things. I heard she has learned from me and knows don't be in business, Melissa, be in cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hear that? It's not enough to be, nobody care about being in business. Forget your little funky business. I don't care if your business making $1 billion.
That's it. F your fourth. Come on.
And yeah. This has nothing to do with Trent or anything else. Okay. It's in publishing. It's completely different.
Cash flow. Do you want to make money while you sleep like Anthony? Or do you want to go into this business and beg customers to pay their invoices?
No. Anthony.
I want to be like Anthony.
All right, then. This is what we're talking about. This is what we're talking about. That's the first thing I heard. The second thing I heard is, when she hear me say something, she moves immediately, which is typical of Melissa. I said something and I had no idea she had already moved, you know, until Ken told me. And I was like, oh, okay, damn. This girl don't take no time moving. Hold on. Kate, hold on.
You said it. I'm already researching.
That's it. You see, you can't tell Melissa to hold on. Melissa's gone. That's always the right person to work with because it's easy to just turn her shoulders. Yeah, it's easier to educate a doer than to activate a thinker. It's always easier to do that. Always easier to do that. Okay. And the third thing I heard was she is taking cash flow from one business and creating bigger cash flow by acquiring other businesses. That's brilliant. That's what you want to do. Now, let's talk more now. We're going to get into the weeds of this thing because what we want to do is we want to talk about how to write all this down, Grace. We want to talk about how do we get this money? How can we get approved through a bank for this money? And then, of course, you know, what's your due diligence? What due diligence means research. What due diligence do we need to do? That's pretty much it, but I can think of more, but let's just stick there for right now. Are we understanding that we're in a valuable conversation right now?
Yes.
Okay.
And without a doubt.
And can y'all also understand that after on September 30th or something like that, one of the first moves I'll be making that some of you wise people like Anthony will be doing is you'll be buying something like this. Are we clear?
Yes.
Clear.
Let's very look at clear. Okay, let's look at these numbers again. Adonia, I need your help real quick. Adonia is a real estate professional. She is an agent. She's been in real estate for like 20 years or something like that. Her dad started real estate in California. He invented it. Something like that, you know, something like that. And she's getting ready to become a broker as well. Adonia. Is there anywhere in California, ma'am, that I can put down $1 million and get back $706,000 cash flow? Is there anywhere, ma'am? in California. So I'm already moving ahead. Is there anywhere in California that this is possible? Did she put it in the chat for me, Grace?
Not yet.
Okay. Can y'all see? Tawala says no. She's correct. In order to get $706,000 a month from a real estate property, I mean, not a month. This is a year. I don't know. Let me see. You're talking about. That's about $20, $25 million apartment complex. Okay. So what's the advantage and disadvantage? Well, you can always guarantee that real estate is always going to go up. This business isn't guaranteed to do that. Yeah, I get it. So there's pros and cons to both. So what is Antonio saying? Grace, in fact, I'll do it. No, Grace, if you could pull up cash flow quadrant for me, go to images, and I just need you to save or blow up one of them with the B-I-E-S or S-E. If you can do that, please. I just found out. Oh, Lord have mercy. Well, there is your spy. There you go. Lord have mercy. All right, let's look at this real quick. Right there is just fine, Grace. The problem is 98% of you, maybe 99, are employees and self-employed. You say, I own a business. No, you don't. You're self-employed. A lawyer that owns his or her own practice that has to be there every day and cannot go to court without them being there, that's self-employed. It's not a business owner. Antonio can travel the world, go out the country, and ATS will still run. It actually runs better in my absence than it does in my presence. Go ahead, Jerome.
He can even get sick.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Now, of course, I surround myself with a bunch of smart women, so that helps. You know, that helps. You know, if you want to win, just get yourself two Fridas. You'll be just fine. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. So the left side of the quadrant is bad. The right side of the quadrant is good. What I'm saying, Anthony, and everyone like Anthony, listen to me, is you need to be, you need to be an investor, but it's not wise to be an investor until you own a good business. Someone tell me why.
You need cash flow.
Exactly. If you only have investments, when one of those investments goes south, and they will, you need an asset, the B, you need cash flow to fall on. It is hard to fall on the cash flow of your investments. Everybody got it? There's a whole bunch of people out there during the pandemic had yachts. That's an investment, ain't it? Yeah, but yachts don't put food in the refrigerator. It was a bunch of complaining billionaires, wasn't it? There's a bunch of them. Remember that. Now let's go back to these numbers. Adonia, can I drop $1.2 million in California and get back $706,000 of cash flow every year? in real estate? Do you have any real estate property, Adonia, that'll give me $706,000 a year? No. She told me she had to step away for a second. Now think about this for a second. It's not going to happen. So it's wise to get cash flow and push cash flow into more cash flow. Are we clear? Antonio, can we do both business and cash flow? Now you're talking like a top one percenter. You want to have a good, he said, correct, not going to happen. You want to have a good mixture of business and investments. What is Amazon? Is Amazon a business? This, share your screen again, Grace. So hope y'all paying attention. Y'all need that B and I again. Is Amazon in the B quadrant or the I quadrant? Go ahead.
Is it both?
It is both. It was a trick question. How is Amazon in the I quadrant, Grace?
Well, because I'm pretty sure Amazon is on the New York Stock Exchange, so I can invest.
Exactly.
I can invest in Amazon.
Absolutely. Y'all, let me use your mic. Clap for Grace. Come on, that ain't regular folk knowledge now.
Come on now.
If you get that, then you get more than what you know. Now, is Jeff Bezos rich from, hold on, let me share your screen again, Grace. I stopped it. This is important.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou. For you to access affordable doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com apply.
Which quadrant is Jeff Bezos rich from? B or the I?
I
say I.
The I is correct. Nobody gets rich from business. Don't you let Melissa fool you. We have $94 billion valuation. Yeah. Because you're going to go public.
And that's just one of it. Once we get the marketplace open, which I'm assuming all of ATS's little micro businesses will be on the marketplace.
That makes sense. Didn't think about it, but I like the way you're thinking. You're doing good.
I took what you did and figured out how to make it work for the network.
There you go. I like how you're thinking. I like it. I like it a lot. Go ahead, Otis.
I have a question. Okay. I thought the B quadrant was mostly business systems. And that's the reason a lot of people, they set up their system in their business such that it operates and they can go on vacation and go here and do that and everything else.
No, versus that's exactly just correct.
Versus just a business, which sounds like the S quadrant.
No, yeah, no, that's exactly correct. That's also what I said. Pull it back up, Grace. When I brought up the lawyer and how the lawyer doesn't have a business system, that's self-employed. The lawyer with the law firm, even though you have your own law firm, when I had brought up me and the lawyer, I was talking about me, business system, lawyer S. Otis is absolutely correct. Businesses, think of business system. Now, you stop your screen real quick, Grace. This is, let me break this down because everybody's not going to understand it the way Otis understood it. Because you're like, because you're going to say, well, I got business system in my business. Okay, so let's break this down a little bit. If you can walk away from your business for a year and it makes more money than, it makes more money in that year than it did last year, you have a business system. Is this understood? If you can go to high school and put a 16-year-old kid and have them run your whole business or a big part, the most important part of your business, you have a business system. McDonald's goes to high school and gets 16-year-old kids to run their businesses, just so we're clear. If I know that you have a business system, then you're in the B quadrant. I don't want you to be loose. See, what Otis just said is all facts, but I don't want you to be like, oh yeah, that's me, Otis, when that's not you. Because if you are the business, you're self-employed. Just because you have a business doesn't mean you're a business owner. Let me go back to this now. We don't buy business owners. We buy business systems, not business owners. We don't buy. We don't buy 2016 ATS. We buy 2022 ATS. This is very important. This is very important. But do we get rich from owning businesses? No, you can own. Let me tell you something. You can go buy 12 of these. You're not going to get rich. Yeah, Antonio, that's $706,000 times 12. And you're going to say, all right, what's that, Grace? What's 706,000 times 12?
What is it, 8.4
million? 8.4
million.
Now watch this here. Everybody listen to me. Everybody listen to me. That's 8.4 million. I'm good. Are you? Because you also have, you also multiply every last one of your expenses by 12. You have no idea how many of those companies are depending on the one Otis there. Fool around, lose Otis, and see how much that business don't do $706,000 again. Oh yeah, I don't wanna play with me.
Yep.
Yeah,
see it.
So Antonio.
Yes, sir.
So using that same scenario that you just brought up with, you know, the return on investment, it looks fantastic. But if I'm hearing you correctly, I need to do more work behind the scenes to find out whether or not the way that that business is being run, is it being run as a business or a business system? Because even though those numbers may be right on the money, other things, like you said, could impact that down the road and the wheels come off.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So I just want to make sure.
No, you got 100%. This is where Anthony wants to learn on the business side, buying businesses. And this is what Otis wants to learn on the multifamily side, where they both want to learn the same thing about buying them, that due diligence part. They want to learn how to run the numbers, how to then present those numbers to other investors, how to prepare that PowerPoint, what do I need to inspect? Who, you know, like I said, it's an apartment complex. How do we get under the sewage and look at that? We want to look at the septic tanks of all this apartment complex too, right? They talk about all that stuff. And that's what you're asking, Edron. That's all that due diligence. Plus, you don't just look at the financials. You're looking at the due diligence too. And what I'm trying to get across to you, Arshia, today is, yes, business is good. And yes, there's 8.4 million, but you don't know what's going to happen in the next pandemic. You don't know what happens when the market shifts, and the market will shift. Please know, Kodak thought they was good. Blockbuster thought they was good. All of y'all knew if you got you a BlackBerry, you was rich. You was in the elite crowd. BlackBerry bought into being BlackBerry so much, they're not even BlackBerry no more. There's no reason BlackBerry shouldn't have cornered the smartphone market. It was the standard. But just because you are the standard, Antonio, doesn't mean there's not a Sheena out there about to replace you. Promise you, Janice is not trying to go the second half of her life the way she went to the first half of her life. She's thinking, she's not even thinking double. So they outburied now. Janice is thinking tenfold, minimum. Minimum tenfold. So what you want to do is you want to take the cash flow and go create more and better cash flow. Is this clear? All right, I'm about to open it up for questions. I'm not done yet, but I'm about to open it up for questions. But let me just say this one last thing. Jeff Bezos is not rich from Amazon because Amazon is the greatest e-commerce company on the planet. Elon Musk is not rich from Tesla because Tesla is the greatest electrical car company on the planet. They're both rich from Tesla and Amazon respectively because they have shareholders. They got, put the screen back up, Grace. Put the screen back up. They got rich because they turned their B, Otis, into an I together. They took the business system and then made it a profitable investment. That's why Antonio is doing ATS coin. Get it not twisted. I can either go public or create my own crypto. I chose create my own crypto. All right, go ahead, Grace. Now, that made a lot of sense. Now, y'all, I don't know if y'all heard me or not, but that ain't got nothing to do with that. Y'all grown men and women. Questions before I move on.
You know me. So with the micro business that I have, I just need to know, hey, I need you, you need to be right here. Position yourself here so that you can win. That you know, that's me. Hey, do this.
All of you with micro businesses need to focus on creating $100 cash flow a day. And then you're going to take that $100 and you are not going to supply your lifestyle. You're going to take that $100 and you're going to put it into another cash flowing vehicle, such as real estate. And then you're going to take the cash flow from, I'm giving you your steps, your business, your micro business, to the cash flow of the rent, the real estate. And then you're going to live off the rent and borrow from your real estate. And every time you do that, your renters will pay back what you borrowed, and your life will effectively be tax-free.
Okay. Say that last part again. Okay. Wait. You said, okay, focus on $100 a day. That's step one. Then you take that money and invest it in real estate, right? And then take that money, take that cash flow, and then go do that. Say that again.
Yeah, Shelly says she want to recap, so I'll recap it.
I think he said he wants your customers to pay for your bills. When that's what he's saying.
That's the punchline. And I gave you the step-by-step process to do it, but I will repeat it. Let me get Sandra real quick. Go ahead, Sandra. You can ask your question.
Okay. I have a opportunity.
Okay.
The opportunity is to help someone get to a home.
That's already a bad idea.
Okay, let me tell you why.
Okay.
Okay, so they want to get in a home. So in order to purchase a home, they want to make sure that their credit score is right. So they're going to work on their credit score. When they get the home, they are going to, well, I'm going to help them purchase the home, right? So when they get in the home, it's going to be an area where I can live and they can live too. Like, what you call that, a duplex or something?
This is becoming a better idea now.
Okay. So they're going to pay the rent to me because I helped them to get in it. And the rent money that I will be taking will be going to the Betterment or the other one that y'all was saying, an Apple something.
Okay, Acorns.
I don't know, yes. But it will be going to an investment outside of what I'm doing because the jewelry and stuff will be up like it's supposed to be running. So it would be making money while I'm asleep.
Okay, you fixed your idea. It's better.
Okay.
It's much better. It's much
Antonio,
better.
Antonio, may I ask a question? Because I'm a little confused. Is she going to pay cash for the house?
That's why I said it was already a bad idea. That's why I said it up front.
All right, because she got to pay a mortgage, right?
Exactly.
And they have to have, she had to have guaranteed that they can pay that every month. They already need her to help them buy the house.
Well, that's why it was a bad idea at first.
Okay.
No, you heard the same thing I heard. So right now, in totality, your idea is good because you were fixing it with, we're going to do grouping. Basically, what you said, we're going to do group economics to create cash flow, but we're going to eat that cash flow by providing ourselves a profitable dwelling. And then any excess cash flow will then go into my investment account. And if you do that long enough, she can just do it again. It may take her 36 more months to do it again. But when you buy the second one, you don't do that, the second one. You understand? What you should be trying to do is buy two more duplexes to get out of your duplex in itself so you can rent that out. But if you can't, you just keep going. You just keep going. Why did me and Anthony hear the thing? I mean, Anthony heard the same thing. Twice. We heard the same thing. You're not with me to spend your money, Tawala. But I know that's what you're doing. But I also know that you're listening to me so you don't have to spend your money. So shout out to you, Tawala. We good. But you didn't come here to go buy a house. As a matter of fact, one of the worst things every last one of y'all could do is buy a house. Y'all are under a myth that is no longer true for this generation. As a matter of fact, it ain't been true since 2008. And I don't care who smarter than me is going to tell you that I'm not telling the truth. Because every time we are in a recession, every single time the government is in trouble, it is a housing crisis doing it. I can wait if you want me to. But since 2008, we've had the same problems: healthcare, student loans, and unfair lending practices in housing. These are the things killing the American middle class: healthcare, student loans, and predatory and unfair lending practices in housing. Killing. You understand? I'm telling you what it is. So the idea of buy a house is the smartest thing you can do. While that is in Richest Man in Babylon, while it is proper to make a profitable dwelling for thyself, It is also one of the stupidest things you can do in the 21st century, in the information age. And I know you're saying, Antonio, this isn't true. I own my house right now. Okay. You own your house. How's that working out for you? Can you get up and go? Are you trapped in perpetuity to your mortgage? Because you are. And on top of that, if you say, well, I can afford it. Yeah, you can afford it. You can afford to stay in your same tax bracket, for God's sake. That's what you're really affording. And you say, well, nah, Antonio, I'm good. I'm good to go. They don't even give you your money back. Your money is tied up in equity. One of the worst things you could possibly do today is own a house. Remember, I did the joke last week, or maybe probably last week. I was like, y'all waiting on Jesus to come back. Some of y'all cannot afford for Jesus to come back. Like, oh Lord Jesus, I would come out to Jerusalem, but Bank of America need their money. Like, you can't even take
a question, sir.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
But some of us are older and now at the place where they can take that house because it's paid for and leverage it and get them the big apartment complex.
That's a whole different story. Yeah, that's a whole different story for sure. That is, you done did your time. You bought your house at the right time, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Today, Anthony's absolutely correct. Today, if you buy a house, you better make sure you buy a house and somebody else is paying for it. You bet. Pull up your screen again. I need that B and I quadrant. I'm going to read these comments. What if you just love it and want a bigger one to host more people? God bless you. Sounds just like a young folk.
You can just get the penthouse of the luxury apartment building, live at the top, and let everybody down the bottom pay your bills at $2,000 or more.
I'm glad you said that. When you buy a house, y'all, I'm telling you, have a B that pays for your house. Have an I that pays for your house. Okay, you stop your screen, Grace. I don't know a single homeowner today. There's not one. I've never met one. I've never met a homeowner. I haven't, not in the middle class. I've never met a homeowner that if you give them another chance, they'll do it differently than what they did it. Plus, they'll get out their house right now in the right circumstances.
Hello.
Yes.
Okay. So don't tell me this is the greatest ideal planet Earth in the 21st century when all the homeowners would secretly get out that house if they could under the right circumstances.
All you got to do is take all the mortgage payments you made and multiply them times 30 years and all, and every month. And you,
that'd you be apartments.
You'd be sick.
Adalia owned the whole Bay Area if she had a chance to do it over again. You hear me? Like, think about
Antonio.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a question because what you just said, it bothered me a little bit.
I'm offending anybody who is smart and trying to follow the rules. You are most certainly offended by what I'm saying.
Yeah, it hurt me a little bit because me and my husband was talking about yesterday about owning or trying to figure out how we can own this house. And you know, I live on Section 8. And my whole goal basically in life has been to have a place where nobody can throw me out of.
Really?
And nobody can tell me what I can do or can't do in my home that I pay for. So the idea of me saying, oh, I want to own my own home. And typically that in culture, especially in Black community, that's the number one thing we always say. I want my own house. I want to own my house.
Yep.
And then to turn around and hear that, it's like, well, damn, what the f- do I do now? Like, what yeah. the hell? I just, like, literally, I was about to cry. Like, I want no, my I own. Like, what do I do now?
I understand. So you got, there's like five things there. For one, let me listen go first. Go ahead, Melissa.
I was going to say, you want to buy her house, but you just want someone else to pay for it.
Right. So that's, but see, but you can't hear that. You don't hear me saying that. When when you smart in this area. You don't hear me saying that. We were talking about this yesterday. It's arrogance when you don't receive new information. It's not like that's just the definition of arrogance. Not don't hijack it. And what Yolanda said was, man, you heard my feelings in this area, but I'm wise enough to say something because I'm not the old me. So instead of just being offended and saying nothing, I get to say something so I get a better understanding. That means she is receiving new information. I can tell you for sure that I am offending anybody black, that's for sure. There's no doubt about it. There's no, because you know, black folks don't own nothing but our worship. And that's all we own is our worship. That's it.
Period.
That's it. All we own is our worship. We don't own nothing else. You know what I'm saying? So when you get to the 50 and 60, all right, these black folk ain't necessarily offended. I get it. Before I get to AO, let me explain. I didn't say owning the home is dumb. I said owning a home in the 21st century that ain't from the B of the I quadrant is the worst thing you could possibly do. And you don't have to take my word for it. Look at your grandmother.
Like owning a home, you have to pay for it, Antonio. It's right. Absolutely stupid.
Absolutely stupid. It wasn't stupid in 1920, 1930, 1940, 1950, or 60. But guess what? Your dollar has continued to be devalued since then, and wages have not gone up since then. So the same church you don't want to go to, that church is old-fashioned. It's the same way you're thinking about this house is old-fashioned. Renting, so the question is renting better? Renting is not better unless, share your screen, Grace. Grace, share that screen. If you rent from the B quadrant or the I quadrant, you're a smart person. If you, and everybody listen to me, Grace, put your cursor over the E and just circle it. If you pay for your rent yourself or your mortgage yourself from a job you got, if you pay for your rent or you pay for your mortgage from a business you own that you got to work at every day, you're making a terrible decision with your life. Thank you so much, Grace. Could you get away with that in the 60s? Yes. 70s? Yes. 80s? Quite debatable. Sure, you could buy a house. Here's how the people who bought the houses in the 80s, like Jerome, worked out, because they bought their house for $5,000. That's how it worked out. Because in the 80s, they were saying, listen, y'all, I need y'all to do two things. I need you to get back in the stock market, y'all out here tripping. Here's some 401k, and then here's some land. They was doing that all in the 80s. His land, his 401k, please get back in the stock market. So the only reason it worked out is because they bought their house at $10,000, and now it's worth $400,000. But your wages ain't went up, and you need to stop playing, like stop using all these comfy words that make you think things have gotten better. The only reason this is so hard for you to hear from me is because you are following rules and you're trying to be a good person. You can also be a rich person and a good person at the same time. They're not mutually exclusive. Your goal is to have, when I say buying a house is stupid, I didn't say renting is better. You letting the real estate agent tell you renting is stupid, and you letting somebody else tell you buying is better. None of them are good if you doing it.
Well, you could let your business rent it, Antonio, and then write, I'm going on.
You see what I'm saying? If that's a whole different subject. That's a whole different subject. If you can, in America, you could write off your house that you just bought dollar for dollar up to $8 million. In America also, you can rent and write that off dollar for dollar unlimited. But here's the deal though, Melissa. I want tax benefits and cash flow. I don't want tax benefits when I went the whole year without cash flow. Because now, now I'm a middle class person waiting on my income tax return, and you got me messed up.
That's why I'm doing or attempting to do what I was mentioning earlier, because I've learned so much since I've been here. And although I'm slow with doing stuff and trying to get it in my mind so that it will work, I don't want to be in the same place. That's, I know that's not going to happen, because that's not why I'm here.
Fair enough. And your idea, and I'm assuming that was would have been with Yolanda or something, was a good idea after you kept bringing in them ATS principles, I heard.
Come on in.
You know, but to pay for it yourself is never going to be a good idea, y'all. If you don't get out of that, and it's so easy for you to create a micro business. It is so, it's genuinely so easy to create a blog that pays you $500 a month. You can get off of Section 8, food stamps, whatever, just with that. It's so easy to do it. You live in the greatest time to do it. It is so easy for you to take your, it's so easy. Yolanda do cakes. Yolanda could do a cake webinar every Tuesday through Thursday. And then at the end of the webinar, spend 5 minutes, say, I'll mentor anyone with cakes for $100 session.
You know what, Antonia, that's very true. You know, my problem is when it comes to the cake stuff, is how I feel about my own cakes and stuff. And that can never change until I change my idea and my thought about it. And that's that.
Yeah.
That's why I, even when my mom pushes me forward, I'm like, I
no, it's difficult.
I have the confidence in it. Now I can do it small time, but my whole thing, I feel like my idea and my mind wise is bigger than that. And I feel like I keep being pushed for cakes and stuff, but like speaking is my main thing. Goodness. Talking and people about life. And
but you got your blessings coming through speaking, though, right? Like, where is the ease? No, hold on. Because we got 15 years left. We're going to AO right after you. But listen, I want to ask you a question, because this is, a lot of times y'all have a hard time, keep your mic unmuted. Y'all have a hard time trying to figure out where God is in your life. Let me help you figure this out. I said cakes, mama said cakes, but I don't see ease coming to her from cakes. But I do see she's growing 2 people a day. She's got podcast audience. I see, even though she keeps trying to sabotage her speaking career, it keeps growing. Am I seeing incorrectly, Yolanda?
No, you're not.
So wherever there is ease, there is God. So stop praying. It is speaking for you. Somebody needs to hear that, man.
And that's the point all along, because truth be told, every time you make a cake, people are interested in knowing what did you do, how did, because you got it so smooth that icing.
Yeah, it goes into it. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? But it don't come with ease. It comes with stress for her. Like, just because you can do, my God, please hear me. Just because Antonio can do something doesn't mean Antonio should be doing that thing. Things that you do well that come with no ease, that's a hobby. Things that you do well that comes with ease is where you're supposed to be. And your job is to be still enough to hear God put ease in your life and go to that direction. You ain't supposed to be swimming upstream. Y'all, stop letting these preachers make this difficult. If it is ease, that's where you're supposed to be. I didn't say have an easy life. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying when you do something with your life and it seems the breakthroughs, the harvest come from it effortlessly, that's where you're supposed to be, Janice. This is not up for discussion. The universe is communicating with you through ease. But when you're not still, you can't recognize the ease in your life. It doesn't make sense that you believe in some sort of higher power that is messing with you all the time. If you do something.
All right, we heard you.
All right.
We heard you.
Come on, real talk. You know what, I'm at this. It's Thursday, huh? We're gonna talk about, I switched today's topic to ease. Okay, I switched today's topic to ease because we need to talk about it.
What was the topic?
It was avoidance. We're talking about ease today.
Yes, we're gonna talk about avoidance tonight at yes. leadership class. Okay,
absolutely. Ease. It is important. And Agent's right, we heard it. It is important that Yolanda and all the Yolandas hide behind Yolanda right now here. Don't let me tell you, Cake. I just use an example. Don't you let me love you into difficulty.
Watch yourself.
Period.
Just because I'm your daddy don't mean I know what's best for you. Just because I'm your husband don't mean I'm creating ease in your life. You are your compass. You can marry me all you want to. It don't ease. It's how you know God is in it.
I am so glad that you said that. I'm glad wow. you said it because yesterday you used me as an example. You pulled up 100 things for surviving tough times, and I'm thinking, shit. Nah, he made that shit easy as hell. And I'm thinking, this is the hardest thing. I'm like, I done seen this list 1,000 times and ain't nothing jumped off this list yet. So I'm just glad that you said it because now I understand the why the move didn't happen the way that the move should have happened. Because you made the shit real easy yesterday. But at like 11:30 last night, I said, you know, I'm going to just go and do one of these things just because he said how easy it was and he used me as a damn example. I'm so glad that you said that and we're going to talk about it later because I'm thinking, damn, everybody thinks that it's just so great. And I'm thinking, no.
I got that same problem. Like, y'all like that?
Much more. Right. I'm just glad that you said that.
Exactly.
I really did last night. He put it right there. He used me as an example. So that was it. Like, he said, Agent, there it is. Do it.
There it is. When everybody go, ooh, Agent, I can't wait to pay you. That's God said, yeah. But me and Agent are going, y'all like the, nah, that wasn't. Because we didn't lost so much, we think. It's got to come with trouble for us to be blessed with it. Anyway, come on, Ayo. Let me get you. We got 10 minutes left. Let me get you.
Okay, what I wanted to say was
I just realized that. You got a nice voice. You need to use this for the radio or something, a podcast. Keep going. I'm sorry. You just keep on going.
Thank you. Now you got me all off track. Oh, okay. I wanted to talk to really Yolanda, but I know that, I mean, you can still help me if I'm still not really getting the fullness of it because I know with Section 8 now, they pay in some areas. I don't know what area she's in. But I know in some states they pay for 15 years for you to get a house. And then the next 15 years, you know, you will have to pay. But you have to be working a year. Well, you have to look up in your state and see what you have to come up with and everything like that. So I was thinking that won't just really kill her dream because it is part of what you were saying is having somebody else pay it. And then another thing that came to my mind was like getting a building and letting it pay for itself and you renting out one of the apartments. So I was just trying to see if I was on the right level and both not just right. really kill her mm-hmm. dream like
yeah, both of those
she
right.
could still live her dream.
No, both yeah, of those the, right. Yeah.
With Section 8 and stuff, I've looked into certain things, and because somebody on here told me this last year or the beginning of this year, And I said I was going to look to him. But every time I tried to put the information in and ask questions, it was avoided as if it doesn't exist anymore or whatever, because I don't know what things they got going on. So it frustrated me. And I was like, you know what? Forget it. Because apparently it must not be the way that I'm supposed to go, or it doesn't exist in this state or whatever in Hampton. But, and that's when the struggles came as far as the questions and who lives in the house and what's going on. And then the fact of not having a business in the home, like all these rules and regulations. And as you know, I'm a woman of faith, but there are some things that I'm not putting on there.
Right. I mean, we all like
survive and live and not be out on the streets, because ain't nobody gonna take me and 4 or 5 other people living with them.
Yolanda, did you get the information from what Antonio T. Smith Jr. sent us? I sent you the link for that renters and buyers property thing.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about. I can resend it. I can resend it. It's one of those notes. Yeah. I got you. I resend it.
It answered a lot of questions and it helped.
Okay. I got you. I'll resend it for sure. I got 6 minutes left. Yolanda said something so powerful that I really, really, I saw your hand, Melissa, but we'll get you next time. Yolanda said something so powerful that I really, really need y'all to receive, because this was wisdom beyond wisdom. She said, she said a few things. She said it leading into it, because she had said it about 30 minutes ago too, that she don't, like being told what to do with something that she's paying for. So I want to tell you that you're not really paying for the house because you don't own the house. While you may be paying for my bills, that's not what you're paying for. You're paying for my security. You're paying for security from me. So you think when you pay your rent that I pay to live here. No, you don't. You don't pay to live in that house. You pay because my agreement with you is I will be the Lord over you. You pay for my protection. You don't pay for this house. This is why renting is not necessarily a good thing either. Okay. But that's not what she said. But this is just to give you that. Here's what she said. She says, I'm a woman of faith, but some things I ain't putting on there. And that is so incredibly wise. And I'm going to tell you why. Somewhere in Yolanda, she understands that God ain't giving her no rent money. And I need y'all to receive this, because you're out here praying, but you don't get that. Yolanda is in a position to where, no matter how good her God is, if she lose where she is, she knows folk have a choice if they're going to accept Section 8. And she's probably been through the journey of having to call 20-something people in the same area. She understands what it's like to have the money, have the voucher, be guaranteed income, and folks still say, no, I'm good. And I really need y'all to receive this wisdom. The wisdom flows from a place of understanding. Yolanda is saying, I got to do something myself now. And all this prayer, all this fasting, and all this working, all whatever I've been doing, it ain't working. And that is wisdom. It is perfectly fine not to know what to do, Yolanda. As a matter of fact, anybody ever did something, ain't never know what they was going to do. You just need to know you going to do it. How is not your responsibility? How is God's responsibility? Yolanda Adams said, the battle ain't yours. Is it? Am I still in the right place?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you are.
The battle ain't yours.
You're in the Lord.
Right. So, all in the house, all up in the house.
Amen.
Your job is to know that you will win however you're going to win. But how that's going to happen, that's irrelevant to you. So let's end this on these last 2 minutes. Y'all out here listening to the real estate agents on your timeline. They always very fun for me to watch too. As soon as somebody become a real estate agent, they immediately think renting is stupid. And I always find that funny. I always find that funny. The moment, it's always the pretty girls too, Phil. It's always the pretty girls. They get up there and they start teaching how renting versus owning is smart and all that stuff. It's always, here's the deal. None of this is safe. If it was safe, Grace, they wouldn't run your credit. They wouldn't make you jump through all these hoops. They wouldn't say, well, go show us. If they cared about you, show us. Let me see. How many months?
Let me see.
Oh, you self-employed? I need three years tax return. Let me see. They wouldn't do that. Stuff ain't and safe out here.
Fast. They need it fast right now today.
Yeah. They're not vetting you for a safe investment. They're vetting you to make sure you will pay back most of this mortgage, if not all. You're not being sent through those rakes and coals because we're seeing if you're responsible. No. We're seeing if I can get most of my money back from you. I know how to foreclose on your house. That's not a problem. But how much interest can I get out of you first? You signed for 30 years. Let me let you hold this for 27. Sign for 15. I want you to hold this for 10. Because I need all my money. Don't nobody like Adonia. Adonia got an 840 credit score. She is not who they want. They don't make no money off Adonia. Adonia, get her bill, pay it off. They never get no interest. But they show love Antonio. They stanging him for 29% interest every month. They love you when you don't know what's going on in this game. All right, tomorrow we'll do the same thing, plus the conferences.
Excuse me.
Yes, sir.
Can we still play the game that we was going to play before? Because
yeah, well, we got. I got to do a deck talk, and
I'm about to fall out my chair over here.
I would do it tomorrow morning. I promise you, I am. Because I gotta go to the therapy. Then we got to 11 o'clock.
You go ahead, brother.
Yeah,
yes, my brain about to explode.
Look, he talking about this right here. We're gonna do all this game. We're gonna do all this game right here.
Oh yes, Lord.
We're gonna do all the game with the numbers and stuff. We'll do it. Know that you will not be winning if it comes out of your pocket. That's not the code of this system. I'm sorry. I don't make this up. That's just not how capitalism works. Capitalism does not reward hardworking, honest people. Capitalism rewards hardworking, honest people that did something once and don't have to do it again. Sorry. That's just how it works. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can't plant better. You can dominate. Love you, everybody.
Love you more.
Love you more.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. Y'all.
Love you.